Okay, it's on.
Hi, this is Justin.
And Josh.
Of the Blasting Company.
And you're listening to
Composers.
Oh, yeah. We're the composers of Costume Quest.
Yeah.
And you're listening to the Annotator.
The Annotator.
Okay.
Welcome to the Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 70, where composers Joshua Kaufman and Justin Rubinstein of The Blasting Company talk about their original score for the Amazon Prime original animated series, Costume Quest. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. The Blasting Company is a band of multi-instrumentalists known for their specialty in a multitude of musical genres, past and present. The Nashville Street Band was founded by brothers Joshua Kaufman and Justin Rubinstein, and the band eventually landed itself in Los Angeles, where they were quickly introduced to the world of film and television. Early ventures into film scores include songs written for Burlesque and Five-Year Engagement, but they're probably best known for their score for the Emmy-winning animated series Over the Garden Wall. Their latest series is Costume Quest, released by Amazon on March 8, 2019, and Costume Quest is based on the popular video game series by Double Fine Productions and the world originally created by Tasha Sonar. The show features four kids facing off against the dark forces lurking in the shadows of their sleepy town of Auburn Pines. To overcome obstacles and achieve their goals, they must learn to unlock and master the magical powers of supernormal costumes, and with each costume comes a new set of transformations and powers. In this episode, Joshua Kaufman and Justin Rubinstein take us through the development of their catchy main theme for Costume Quest. They share eight versions of their theme, from their original sketches through to the final iteration, and in between, they vividly describe the process of writing and receiving feedback from the showrunners, and finally implementing that feedback into their track.
So, the plan that we had for this commentary is we wanted to walk you through what it's like to put in drafts and then get notes back. And so this is for the main theme of Costume Quest, and like coming up, all the songs are on set time, so we can't really control them. But
here it comes.
Oh wait, there we go. Yeah, okay. So this is
okay.
Yeah, this is our first draft. So this is very early.
Oh yeah, we were trying to come up with some early, like, themes that could be reused.
And you can actually hear some of these in Costume Quest. Some of these themes actually made it all the way from this very first.
I guess. Ooh. Yeah, I think the idea on that one was we were going for this, you know, a bit of an Elfman, a Danny Elfman kind of vibe, just something that's like scary but not scary, spooky but not, you know, overly scary, and just like at least putting it like one or two recognizable themes in there that we could reuse.
Yeah, we wanted to write a really catchy theme because this is like kind of a Saturday morning action cartoon, and we just felt like we should try and just make it as catchy as possible. So we went through a lot of different themes. Coming up now, I think, is my more
here it comes.
Yeah, you know, sample. You're gonna
like
do that every
3K. Yeah.
Oh yeah, so they wanted us to start with some Americana, and then this was my kind of like Beetlejuice. How's it, like a spooky, like organ. This is all pretty early sounding. You know, sounds like samples.
Were those we kind of put those at the same time. We submitted those, and these are sort of two ideas that we each came up with separately. Are you interested in either of them? But yeah, definitely the whole time we were fixated on something like some kind of like theme. We had a long talk, I think, before we came up with this next one, where like a long day of just trying to come up with this perfectly catchy of a theme. Here it is.
Oh yeah, so some of the notes from those first ones. We want supercharged, big, crashing build at the end.
Oh, this one was...
This one's pretty
cool.
This one's cool. Yeah. Yeah, so we're getting into this kind of orchestra and synth sounds. Oh, that was a bad edit. Ooh.
That one was kind of fun. I forgot that we wrote that one.
Yeah, so that one came back with some notes. That was V2, and they said, we want classic Americana, spooky, old-time Halloween, and fall aesthetic. And so then there's a lot of, they want a hummable melody. So right. I think they felt
this
like,
is when they wanted, this is when they were like, we need it to be a, and this is when we started talking like
Batman.
Old X-Men, Batman, like these really remember like that, what's that X-Men theme? The da 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 da.
Oh yeah.
And we just were like, oh, that's right. Like, cause we still remember these melodies from our childhood. So, okay. Just one simple.
We got to just push one melody.
Calibrated.
So here's the Americana fall. We can just use harmonica. Okay, with build up.
Just got our little themes here.
Okay, yeah, so that was the melody we kind of started coming up with. And we thought, man, how cool would it be to get a real orchestra to do this? We weren't sure if they would let us, but that would be so cool.
All right, so that's where you start first hearing the theme getting developed for that one.
And they said they wanted a faster tempo in the beginning. And then they really
veered hard left.
I think they threw a fork into the whole plan. And they said, actually, we know we've been talking about Americana and spooky and Danny Elfman and all this stuff. And orchestral and Batman, but now we would like you to do White Stripes.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that I think as we were at the same time we were talking about like the characters of the show and everything like that and what they sort of sounded like. And I believe like part of it, you know, came about. We knew that, you know, at the very least, like Ren is like sort of turbocharged all the time with this like, and all the kids are kind of like rock and roll kids, but in particular like Ren's kind of like charged attitude. So they kind of started to want to add more rock to it to anticipate that it was going to be full of attitude, right?
We think this genre fits our star Ren's attitude and could see ourselves using that type of music for her as well down the line. And then if we have want energy and rawness and toughness.
Here it comes.
So we're getting pretty close to the theme here.
Oh, I like that.
Whoa. Oh yeah, forgot about this. That was cool. All right, so we're getting it. Also, sounding like a regular action kids show at this point.
I think then it was just about cleaning it up, and then they started to be like, all right, well now add some more of the orchestral elements like the horns and things like that, right?
Well, it says we like 6 seconds to 15 seconds, which is it's a memorable melody. And then they felt like it could get scarier because Bob is going to come in the intro of the show.
Oh, right.
And ours was just kind of staying in the same zone. So they felt it could get scarier there. And then they don't really like the hair metal sounding guitar toward the end. They said that's our least favorite part. It feels a little glam and a bit out of our tone.
I disagree.
And they want... and, they want a driving... They want us to, the music to rise up bigger and scarier.
Yeah, and by this point, we also have the animatic. We might have the animatic.
I think so now they're starting to send images that we can lock to.
Because we didn't have them at first. We're just...
All right, so we're getting closer. We got some little synth scariness in the beginning. The guitar fall. Okay, we tamed the guitar tone quite a bit.
Okay, now we're...
Oh, that's the scary part?
Yeah.
There's a lot of low end in this.
Oh, yeah, we've got hits because in the animatic, you're starting to see where the hits are.
All right, okay. So that one's pretty close to what we ended up with.
We have two whole new edits coming up.
Yeah, there's two more. One is the final. So the next one coming up, they gave us some notes from the one we just heard. And they said, we're happy with the timing of the theme overall and are confident in the hummability of the piece. This is a very executive sounding note about music. We are confident in the hummability.
I also feel like we're coming on the dun 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 scary moment a little too quickly. So now they're just having us like push things around, like mess with the tempos, mess with the timing of a lot of our hits. We want bigger bigger hits on the punches.
They said this guitar was too clean. They said, we went too clean. They want more overdrive. So somewhere in the middle between the one before this one and this last one. And then so now we have the next rock theme.
Penultimate. Is Joseph playing on this one or is this still...
I can't remember.
I think this still might be...
Ooh, there's so much low end.
So this one's pretty much there now.
This is pretty much it.
I think after this, we pretty much got full-on approval to just like put in the live drums, put in have the guitar retract. This was a bit of a patchwork of our own guitar stuff, and we figured we'd go into the studio, just get a better guitar sound player. with our friend Joseph, who shreds a lot harder than. Than I do.
And then real drums.
The real drums, which were key. Our friend Chief Rodriguez. Yeah, now you can hear.
And all those gooms are accenting things in the visuals.
Everything just gets much crisper, and at this point, this one's over.
Brass.
We send into mixing.
Hopefully that's a little behind the scenes of how it works to send in drafts and get notes on them and keep changing the song until everybody's happy. And hopefully you're happy. And more importantly, hopefully your director is happy.
Mm-hmm. And we hope y'all are happy and enjoy the show. If you get a chance to see it, hope
on
this
Amazon,
melody gets stuck in your head for the next 25 years. And,
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. This has been
Josh Kaufman and
Justin Rubenstein
of the Blasting Company,
composers of Costume Quest,
on The Annotator.
The Annotator. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with The Blasting Company and their original score for the Amazon Prime animated series, Costume Quest. No information about an official soundtrack release is currently available. You can find out more and hear more music by The Blasting Company at their official site, blastingcompany.com, or you can follow them on Twitter at Blasting Company. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating and a review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, we would love for you to let them know about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback by email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.